You're listening to the Closing Market Report. It is Tuesday afternoon. Don Day from Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming is here to look at the weather forecast. It's awful warm here, Don, and we keep getting rainfall. I suppose that's both a good and a bad thing. What do you see in the near future?
Well, I actually see a little bit more of the same. As we look ahead in the next week to 10 days or so, we're actually going to maybe cool off a little bit. There's going to be a big area of high pressure developing over the western half of the United States, extending up into western Canada. What this will do is direct a little bit of slightly cooler air into the northern plains, Great Lakes, Corn Belt, and Midwest. Nothing dramatic, but we'll see temperatures trending much closer to normal over the next week and maybe even a couple of days of temperatures a little bit below normal.
And then if you look further into the forecast?
Well, as we look into July, right now it appears as though a pattern's going to set up for the month of July that is a little bit of a reflection of what we've seen so far this season, which means that for the nation's heartland, midsection, Corn Belt, Midwest, more often than not, July is going to see temperatures close to normal, if not a little bit below. We do see episodes where it's going to get hot, but any heat wave is going to be short-lived, not lasting more than a week or so. So in stark contrast to July of 2012, 2013, for the nation's midsection, looks to be closer to normal, and precipitation chances are going to be probably just right, frequent enough that we don't see an extended dry periods.
What do you see around the rest of the planet?
Well, I think we're going to see a pattern that's going to be, let's first go over, maybe over into western and central areas of Europe. And when we look at precipitation, it's going to be fairly common in the eastern, central areas of Europe. Western Europe looks to be drier, France, Spain, but the Ukraine, Germany, those areas are looking at a favorable weather pattern in terms of temperature and precipitation. Heading over to China, they've been a little stormy lately, and that trend will continue. Temperatures in China are going to be warming up in the central and western areas, near normal in the south, with what looks to be good precipitation chances. So in the northern hemisphere, I don't see any big trouble areas at the moment.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Don Day is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. That wraps up this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason.